This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A concert in Cambridge 50 years ago today might be forgotten by the 30,000 or so who attended, but not by Richard Harris. He's been nursing a wound for the past half century. He tells us about it in this essay.
50 years is a long time to not fully let go. I admit it. But you have to understand why this moment was so searing to a 16-year-old. Like so many of my generation, much of my teenage years was spent with clunky headphones over my ears, piping in my music of choice. Aretha Franklin released Respect when I was 13, and I was instantly hooked. But there was something about the raw, rebellious howl of Janis Joplin that spoke to me in a way I can't fully explain. I played Joplin's Cheap Thrills album more times than I can count, and I was hardly alone. It reached number one on the Billboard 200 album chart in 1968. Joplin's Piece of My Heart with Big Brother and the Holding Company hit number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. But on August 3, 1970, there was Joplin, a symbol of the counterculture on network television. The late-night Dick Cavett talk show, pink and green feather boas coming out of her hair, introduced as a cross between Lead Belly, Bessie Smith, a steam engine, and Calamity Jane. She was all of that and more. Then I learned she would be in concert just 9 days later at Harvard Stadium, just 40 minutes away, and I begged my older sister, already in college, to take her 16-year-old brother to see his idol wail her version of the blues. Joplin was not her cup of tea, but she agreed. When we arrived, it was beyond exciting. I had missed Woodstock the previous summer, after all. But then we waited and waited and waited some more, not knowing that the band's sound equipment had been stolen that afternoon. More than 3 hours after we sat down at the stadium, Joplin still hadn't taken the stage, and my sister lost patience. She announced we were leaving. As we headed to the car, we heard music coming from the stadium. My ears perked up, but my sister was adamant. We were heading home. I was crushed, but rationalized there would be Joplin concerts down the road, but there wouldn't be. Harvard Stadium was Joplin's last public appearance. She died of an overdose less than 2 months later. Janis Joplin was 27, and when I heard the news, it took a little piece of my heart.
5 decades later, Richard Harris still listens to Janis Joplin and has almost forgiven his sister.